Crosby Clooney, number 70, for Friday, June 3, 1960.
Well, Bing, you all set?
Yeah, I guess we can make another one. Yep, here we are, just Rosie and me for Fels and GE. That's Fels and Company and General Electric Light Bulbs, folks. Now, keep them in mind, will you? At all times.
Well, who's going to sing, you or me?
Well, why don't you take a whirl at it, Rosie?
I think I will.
Miss Rosie, you know what I'd like to hear?
Is it spelled gentle F-E-L-S?
That's what it is. How about singing the gentle Fels song?
That I like.
Gentle as a mountain dell, gentle as a tinkle bell, gentle as a flower smell. Gentle, gentle Fels. Clear golden liquid with lanolin D keeps hands washing dishes lovely. Gentle Fels, gentle Fels, gentle Fels with lanolin D.
Rosie, that's lovely.
Thank you, Mr. B. And lovely is the way Gentle Fels keeps a lady's hands, no matter how many dishes she washes a day.
Gentle Fels is the only dishwashing detergent that contains lanolin D to protect your hands from getting red, raw in the dishwater, right?
That's right. Creams and lotions have lanolin to keep skin lovely. And Gentle Fels has lanolin D to pamper your hands.
You keep talking, you know, about how wonderful Gentle Fels is for your hands. What kind of a job does it do with the dishes?
Leaves them spotless.
Do it?
Yes, it do. Grease and stains just slip off. Dishes and glasses dry sparkling clear. Gentle Fels is great for fine washables, too. It contains a wonderful nylon brightener. That's why it's such a good idea to get Gentle Fels for the bathroom and for the kitchen.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fels family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fels with lanolin D for dishes.
And don't forget, all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and instant Fels naphtha.
A little love that slowly grows and grows. Not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky. A kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. That you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down. I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Say, Bing, mind if I ask you a question?
I am at your service at all times. What's the problem, Rosie?
Well, here's what I want to know. Are people getting smarter?
Well, I hope so. That's all I can say.
Oh, Rosie, there's no doubt about it. People are much smarter than they were, say, 50 or 100 years ago.
They are, huh, Ken?
They're better informed, more alert.
Oh, sure. We're becoming more intelligent. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I have proof positive that certain birds are getting smarter.
Birds? What certain birds?
Seagulls.
You've got proof, huh?
Yep, I certainly have. I'm speaking, of course, of West Coast seagulls.
Oh, yes.
Southern California gulls have a very high IQ.
Just another boost for this wonderful climate, eh?
No, you think I'm kidding, but I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, I do.
I'm not. You just get this. Down at the Silver Strand State Park on San Diego Bay, the seagulls have been digging clams and dropping them on the sidewalk to open them.
Say, that is clever.
Isn't it? So, a sign was posted, quote, breaking clamshells on pavement is prohibited, close quote.
Breaking clamshells on pavement is prohibited. What happened?
What happened? The gulls stopped dropping clams on the walk.
Oh.
Entirely?
Practically. Of course, there's always a louse in the crowd, you know.
I know.
So you figure the seagulls read the sign. Is that it, Bing?
What else? The clam dropping diminished the minute the sign was tacked up. It only proves one thing. Seagulls dig the English language.
They may be very literate, the gulls down San Diego way.
Yeah, apparently they are.
Oh, sure. The whole area is stimulating down there. It's lovely. La Jolla, Coronado. But to return to my point, those gulls not only read the sign, but they heeded it, you see.
People don't heed signs, huh?
Usually not. They throw rocks at them, shoot holes in them, deface them.
And seagulls never disfigure signs, huh?
Well, I never saw a gull throw a rock or even a clam shell at a sign. Never.
I'm just checking. I just want to know.
Should we leave the harbor now?
Not till I sing Harbor Lights.
Of course. What am I thinking of?
Tender nights beside the silvery sea. just once more. But you were on the ship, and I was on the shore.
What do you got to sell this morning?
General Electric soft white bulbs, Bing. What else?
How do you think of so many things to say about GE bulbs?
Rosie, the sponsor gives me gentle hints once in a while, of course. And then, naturally, I do research.
Oh, yes. What's the big book? Webster's Unabridged?
No. This is a Shakespeare concordance.
What's the Swan of Avon have to say?
Well, here's one from Othello. Put out the light and then put out the light. No, I don't, that won't do. But here he says in The Taming of the Shrew, by this light whereby I see thy beauty.
Oh, that's much better. General Electric soft white light,
oh,
I hope.
Oh, Rosie, I'm sure the bard would have used none other.
But you don't need research to tell you how much better GE soft white bulbs are, Ken. All you have to do is look at them.
Of course, that's true.
Instead of a big, round hot spot that glares in your eyes like ordinary bulbs, they give a soft white light all over. So easy on the eyes and no hard shadows.
And so friendly to the female complexion. My favorite GE soft white bulb is their new, smaller, brighter 100 watt. Well, it's no bigger than a 60. You can put it where you just couldn't squeeze a 100 watt bulb in before.
Ever squeeze a light bulb?
Don't reckon I ever did, Ken. Why?
Well, if you did, you'd see why General Electric makes them in that streamlined teardrop shape. It's the strongest, most practical shape that scientists have ever been able to figure out for a light bulb.
It's begun to appear here, Rosie, like Ken thinks we ought to all stock up on GE soft white bulbs.
I agree.
Well, that old man River, that old man River, must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton, them that plants them is soon forgotten, but that old man River just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body's aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, you're gonna land in jail. I get weary, yes, I'm sick of trying, tired of living and I'm feared of dying, but that old man River keeps rolling along. Thank you. that are sweating strain. Bodies aching and it's cracked with pain. Tote that bar, lift up that bale. Get loaded, gonna land in jail. I get weary, sick of trying. Tired of living and I'm feared of dying. But that old man river keeps rolling along.
Rosie, what do you say we display our linguistic talents for the folks?
You mean, should we turn a few fast foreign phrases for the edification and amazement of all? Especially us?
Yes, I think we could blitz Berlitz a little here.
Well, I'll grab my pocket guide and be right with you.
This is CCC, folks, in the continental manner.
Please, mes amis.
Naturellement.
Dutch girl says, ya, ya.
Every little Russian says, da, da.
But sweetheart, tell me why.
No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. When will here's a little knowledge, quite good.
Maybe it won't help me, but it could.
You can't go places unless you've learned how Latin say yes.
That educational, inspirational, most sensational, yes. In Spain, they say, si, si.
Southern lady knows her stuff.
Plus her answer always is sure enough.
But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you won't listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me.
We appear to be running out of time, Rosie.
Then we'll just skedaddle on out of here till Monday.
Righto. Rosie and I'll be back here Monday, friends, on this very same station. And a happy weekend to you all.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter, hoping you have a pleasant weekend, and join us again on Monday, won't you?